pause on this day to remember those who did not survive to witness the final victory over Hitlerism. As we stand in silent salute to their memory, we...
That was the voice of former President Dwight Eisenhower, who served as Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces in Europe during World War II. That statement was recorded for a special Buffalo radio production, D-Day, A Look Back, that originally aired on June 6, 1964, the 20th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. That special, an extraordinary collection of oral histories from Western New York natives who took part in D-Day, will air once again tonight at 9 on WBFO. The show, a massive technical undertaking at the time, aired on what was then known as WEBR. It was produced by Ron Arnold, a now-retired veteran of four decades of broadcast news in Buffalo. Ron Arnold was 11 years old at D-Day. 70 years later, he recalls the day with a specific memory that must have served him well as a journalist.
Of course, D-Day was happening so fast, there was nothing in print.
Right.
I begged my mother to let me skip school that day. And she knew of my interest in following all of this stuff, so she let me. And I was just glued to the radio all day.
With tens of thousands of troops, thousands of sea vessels and aircraft combining their efforts, the Allied forces conducted the largest amphibious assault in military history as they landed on a series of beaches in northern France. It's worth taking a moment to grasp the enormity of the invasion. And as UB Associate Professor of History Sasha Pack points out, the dangers of the complex mission were enormous, especially considering the Germans knew it was coming.
There were a lot of examples of failed amphibious landings, even in the Second World War. And so there was certainly no inevitability about its success. And I think that's maybe, you know, one of the most easily forgotten aspects of it, but one that's important to keep in mind.
But D-Day was a success, allowing Allied forces to land in Europe and drive toward Berlin and a defeat of the German army that would happen nearly a year later. But on the early morning of June 6, 1944, that thought was likely far from the minds of thousands of American soldiers.
I was looking at the average age of the American soldier landing at Omaha Beach was 20 and a half. They would just, you know, leap out of their landing craft and be met with a hail of machine gun and mortar fire, carrying 70 pounds of equipment on their back and just kind of running up the beach at low tide. You know, a lot of people have seen the movie Saving Private Ryan, which is, I think, a brilliant depiction of the chaos. But, I think getting mentally prepared to that, I can't even begin to imagine.
Today, much of the world, it seems, is taking time to imagine those moments and honor those who took part in the D-Day invasion. While many will commemorate the effort throughout the United States, Professor Sasha Pack says the emotions may be even stronger in some parts of Europe.
And it is very strong in French memory. In fact, just a personal story, my wife is French, and her father, when we were getting married, made a point of thanking me as an American for, even though I'm not of the right generation, but he was thanking me as an American for our role in liberating his country.
Tonight at 9 on WBFO, you can hear the special radio production of D-Day, A Look Back, first-hand accounts of five Western New York natives who took part in the D-Day invasion. When it was produced in 1964, it was Ron Arnold's job as news director to bring those stories together. Now, 50 years later, it is his passion to keep those stories alive. Over the years, he has literally saved the program from going to the landfill. As mentioned earlier, Ron Arnold in 1944 was an 11-year-old in Buffalo following D-Day on the radio. In the Korean War, he was a Marine, called out on a night mission with three others. It would be the last time the four men would be together. And though they survived, they left their blood and parts of their bones and flesh on Korean soil that night before being shipped off to military hospitals. To this day, Ron Arnold carries a sniper's bullet in his ribcage. As terrifying as that sounds, he says he wasn't scared, that he was too focused on his job to be scared. And that was likely the case 70 years ago for thousands of Allied troops who rushed onto the beaches of Normandy, though it must have been obvious that thousands would have to die to ensure the mission's success. And for Ron Arnold, that should be the enduring message of D-Day.
In my mind, the enormous sacrifice. You know, you could go over to the VA hospital on Bailey Avenue, and the few who are still living, most of them are in wheelchairs and probably have been since D-Day.
Hmm.
You know, you can go to any veteran's hospital, and it's a good thing so many people who are in the community do so, because it's sort of a morale builder. Oh, here's somebody that knows what happened to me,
right,
and what I gave.
We invite you to listen tonight to D-Day, A Look Back, a production which originally aired on June 6, 1964. That airs tonight at 9 on WBFO. For WBFO News, I'm Jay Moran.